I do that.
Intro? Okay.
What up, people? Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast. This is episode 5.deuces of season 3. I'm Chris Chu, and we have on my left, Chloe.
What's up, guys?
And right in front of me, we got Alex.
Yo, yo, yo.
So tonight's episode is a bit special for several reasons. One, it is Valentine's Day as we are recording this. We are those people who are running podcasts while everyone else is being lovey-dovey.
And happy Valentine's Day,
happy Valentine's Day, guys. It is also special because it is a 0.2 episode, meaning we recorded 5.1 just a couple of nights ago, and tonight we're recording 5.2. So, you guys might have noticed this is the second episode of this week that you're listening to. A little surprise for you guys. We missed some weeks, but some weeks we'll just jam you with more than
bam,
one.
Bam, bam, bam. Back to back.
So, let's keep on pace with what we usually do. What did we wear today, guys?
Well, of course I wore zebras.
Did you swear?
Yeah, I wore zebras during the day. But I really forced myself today when it came down to the pod. And I pulled out some Heineken SBs.
I was really surprised when you stepped out of... I didn't look at your feet when you stepped into the car. But when you got out of the car, I was like, what the heck? You're wearing SBs?
Those are very sought after, eh? Heineken, do they fall in like the rare like SBs?
Yeah. Like harder to get because so many people want them. Yeah.
Are they Tiffany level?
No. Tiffany low? I think Heineken's better in my esteem. But it's like a taste thing, maybe.
Yeah, in terms of rarity.
Yeah, Heineken is it's tough rare. To get.
Nice.
Yeah. It, well,
I wonder if they'll remake those things. I doubt it.
I hope they don't.
I hope so too.
I hope they don't make a high like they've been doing.
That wouldn't look good at all.
But yeah. So you didn't wear any red sneakers per se, but your sneakers do have some red in them.
The Red Star.
Red Star.
Fair. Oh, man. I should have thought about this. I completely did not think about including Valentine's or red in my sneakers. Although today I did wear my gray execution of the Profear that kind of has some red
hints
to it.
There's some hints of red on that.
Yeah, kind of. But it's more like it's that turbo red like that we've seen in the EQTs recently. But I did not consider it. Like, I remember, like, today driving back home, I was like, I should have at least thought about this. Like, last year I wore my Breds.
Yeah.
With some red socks.
So Jordans? Like,
no. Bred Yeezys. Because they're funny, you know. But yeah, last year was, like, the big release of the Breds and the Zebras in the month of February. Yes. It's already been a year. It's crazy.
So you purposefully wore black and red last year.
Yeah.
And
because it was Valentine's this year, completely forgot.
Like,
I should have. But you guys know that I'm not like big into red shoes in general, so I don't think I would have even like.
It's gonna make the next question I have for you guys a bit awkward.
Yeah.
But, anyways.
Anyway, so
did you wear anything else?
I did not, because I didn't have to wear anything to the podcast that I were recording from my kitchen table, and I mean, I have the luxury of only wearing socks when I get home, so.
Well, the thing, so tonight's episode, yes, it's on Valentine's Day. We didn't think to ourselves, yo, it's Valentine's, we need to put out an episode for Valentine's. That wasn't it. It was more, we had some scheduling, quote unquote, conflicts, but we wanted everyone to participate, so we decided to just record two episodes. Everyone gets a chance to talk. So that's great. Today I wore some Yeezys. The black one with the off-white stripe.
Nice.
That's a really nice pair.
They're still alive.
Yes, still alive. Still kicking. But tonight I decided, since I was coming to Alex's house, wanted to wear an Adidas and a red shoe for Valentine's Day. So I wore my Crazy 8 red.
Nice.
They are crazy.
There was another name for them. I forget what it is. But anyways, so Alex, I know that some of the basketball shoes you don't have too much info about. Yeah. This the Crazy 8 originally released black and white with a leather upper back in the days that Kobe was there. Crazy 8 because he wore number 8.
Okay.
And eventually they reissued it in a red colorway. And Derrick Rose, who I am a big fan of, from whom I have a lot of his shoes, during his contract years with he's still under contract, but his earlier years when he was really killing it in the game, he had to wear his signature shoe on court. But for one game, he asked Adidas permission to wear the Crazy 8 on court. And it was the red pair that he wore. So it's really cool. He wore, this is early days, like almost like really buzzed down hair, Derrick Rose.
Okay.
He wore the Crazy 8 all red on court. I thought it was super freaking dope. So subsequent to that, I got two pairs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Of that exact shoe?
That exact shoe. Nice. So there's one pair that I wore and I have still one
completely on ice. Dead stock. Nice.
Yeah.
It's a really cool. Nice shoe. Did he wear it on Valentine's Day?
Did he wear it? Yeah. I don't think so.
It's very cool.
I don't remember, but I don't think so.
So when I saw you coming out of the car, my excitement was, it's a crazy, and it ties into tomorrow's very big drop for us. At Originals, it's the whole All-Star Weekend drop.
Okay.
Including that new boost you wear, Crazy Level 1, as well as Crazy 8. There's like a Crazy Advance sock, Crazy 1 Advance. There's like all tons of new franchise silhouettes that are very funky, but they made odd to like the Crazy 8s. There's like a leather execution, is all white and it has like little hits of purple, but this very, very special one, it's the boost you wear. Super excited about this.
What's the price tag on the boost you wear?
Out of my head, like this, I'd say like, I think it's 180. I can't remember like exactly. I'm off work mode, so I don't remember like the price ranges right now, but I would say like it's in the 180, maybe 200.
Okay.
And it's that, we've discussed this previous episode, it's that feet you wear approach on the outsole, but they've included the boost technology in the sole. It's super comfortable. It has like cool, like very futuristic outsole looking boost sole. It's super cool. And the upper is a mix of like knittings and kind of like a very tight mesh, and it has this really, really cool lacing system and this really cool white lining that follows along the upper. Super happy about the way the shoe came out, and I know they have tons of really cool other execution, like that collaboration with the Bristol company or Bristol store that Wex sees on his Instagram. Okay. It seems like it has like this very cool Swedish leather upper. So this, I think that's it's a very cool new franchise that has like tons of potential. They have some exclusive All-Star Weekend colors dropping, the one with the black boost.
Of in this, the counterpart boost you wear shoe,
yeah, and there's also like an X version that has like a higher sock color.
Okay,
super cool. So
the shoe itself without a foot in it looks weird to me, right? Because the collar in the back part of the shoe leans back,
yeah,
so it just looks weird to me.
Agreed, yeah,
but it looks way better with a foot in it,
absolutely,
from what I can tell.
Yeah, it looks, I like it, so just like. This changes everything.
Yeah,
like it's when it's literally pointed down.
The tip of the shoe is very like
kind, it's sexy.
Yeah, when you press your toes down, it becomes like very triangular.
Yeah,
it's super cool. I love it.
So the Crazy 1 is the Crazy ADV one.
There's,
is it that one?
Crazy 1 ADV. Yeah.
Yeah. What color is there? A specific special color for All Star,
Or
is it the black and white one?
I don't know if you guys have seen the. The campaigns they did with Playboi Carti, 21 Savage, and all these guys. There's a white colorway with some black leather and little red hits.
Okay.
And there's also a darker colorway, so it's a black based with like kind of like the inverse colorway.
Okay.
So there's that. There's the the crazy one.
How many colorways of the crazy ADV one are
two.
Released for
all? Basically two. Yeah, two. Okay. And then like three other different executions, basically. Okay. So there's one very, very funky. It's so it's that crazy one ADV outsole. I hope I'm not missing you guys on this, losing you guys on this, sorry, but and then the upper is a full on knit sock. Kind of like Tubular Doom vibes. But the way they build the upper is like an Ultra Boost laceless. So do you guys see like
and how they're like, calling it also the crazy ADV one?
Crazy ADV one sock. And then it has like all of those little like kind of like stripes like on top of the on the upper. They has like stripes of knitting. I don't know if you guys
like the laceless Ultra Boost
it's but
like striations.
Yeah, that's it. Super cool.
That's
very futuristic. Well, looking.
The sole of the crazy ADV one because it's very cut.
Yeah,
if you know what I'm saying, it's like has edges mm-hmm. on the outsole.
Absolutely.
And I don't know. I'm drawn to that shoe.
Mm-hmm.
I did see it as part of a sale on one store. They had it like a 50% off and they had it, but they have the all white version.
Yeah.
And I don't want the all white version. I want like the black with the white outsole.
Have you gave it a try?
No.
No,
it's very comfortable. But I assume it's like a crazy feel.
It's very comfortable.
Like if you have the crazy eight shoe feel, okay. I'm saying. It's very boot-like. But very, your foot feels secure, protected.
Yeah.
So, and I like the look of it. So I'm waiting. I'm biding my time to eventually find the black and white at the price that I want.
Okay. Nice. But yeah. I think the people are very excited about the Boost You Wear execution.
Do any basketball players use the Boost You Wear?
There's been tease.
Nick Young wore it.
But he had the black Boost heel.
Black Boost.
No, he wore the white one with the gold piping.
Hmm.
Yeah. So going back to my previous question, intent to ask you guys, because it is Valentine's Day, what red shoes do you guys like the most? That either is part of your collection or that you've always looked at and said, I should really get that shoe.
Oof.
But we all go, look, Alex, you said you're not a red shoe guy.
No.
No? But is there one that you're like, yo, I'm not a red shoe guy, but that one?
I honestly always completely disregard red shoes. So there's not a single shoe that can come up to my head. Like, I know you had a red ZX Flux, like a triple red ZX Flux
custom that you did back in the day. I got rid of it. Mike has it now.
Yeah. And
you don't have like a Chinese New Year shoe that's all red?
All red, no. Like I have like superstars that are predominantly red, but those haven't been worn. They're like a part of the collection, but they have not been worn.
Clothes, they're a shoe?
Well, obviously the Gym Red or Jordan 1.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That one is... ultimate like the, all red shoe. I've had other red shoes, but
did you have the?
They look good at first, and then when you put them on, you know the beauty shots were too good. And once I got the shoe, I'm like, no, I couldn't do it. It was an Asics Gel Light 5,
okay,
snakeskin, all red.
Oh yes, yes.
And
yes,
when I first saw that picture, I'm like, I have to get that shoe. And then when I got it, it looked kind of cheap, and I'm like, okay, I gotta get rid of the shoe.
The snakeskin looked plasticky.
Yeah, it looked faded,
glossy.
Yeah,
not a deep
beauty
red.
Pictures like
you
know, there's more structure. You know,
how about Raging Bull?
I got rid of it. I liked it. The new buck was crazy on that shoe, but I couldn't wear fives, so I had to let it go. But the Jordan 1 Gym Red.
Yeah,
you get
on point.
Is there another all red?
Would you, Alex? Would you? Do you know about the Nike Air Yeezy Red October?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that Kanye has filed for trademark of the term Red October once again?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. I don't know what the outcome is of that yet, but then it made people start, whoa, what's he up to? What does he plan to do with the name Red October?
Interesting.
So maybe
there's a Red October.
Something's coming up and you're going to have to get on board with All Red.
That's fine. Yeah. Yes. If that happens, then it's the case. I guess.
Then it's all good.
No, but it's crazy. Like I guess a favorite silhouette, like an EQT or a ZX8000 or it's for me, whatever the silhouette is, that Fireman Red, like the Valentine's mm-hmm. Day hard red is like so hard to like the style in my opinion. Like okay. I've always had a hard time wearing red shoes and that's just like, I don't know. So I completely disregard red when it comes to predominance on the sneaker. Like I just can't see myself
wearing. You just mismatch it.
Yeah.
I guess, but it's, I don't know. There's like this very aggressive feel to red, you know. Yes. Like red is like, it's not only, it's like today red is the color of passion, but any other day red is like, as red can wear a lot of hats, right? Like it could be like different emotions and feels. So I don't see when I see red shoes, I don't know, it just doesn't suit my style.
So did you, we already kind of covered what Chloe and I picked up this week. Did you pick anything up, Alex?
I did not.
You did not?
I did not.
No clothes, no nothing?
No. Oh, yes.
There you go.
Yeah. An Olive XYOT.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Could never go.
There's also something I want to ask you about.
Yeah.
That I noticed out of the corner of my eye.
Yeah.
A pouch of some sort.
Yeah.
A waist bag.
A new EQT. Yeah, I guess I did acquire that, but I got it.
A while back?
Probably 2 weeks ago, I guess. It's an EQT from the latest drop. It dropped on the 1st of February, I believe. And it's the season's pouch bag. It's very cool. I got it just because I was crazy about the color. It's like this very cool, darker emerald subgreen EQT. It's very cool for non-camera duties.
Can you fit your camera in there?
I can, but it's very tight. And the strap is slightly too tight, even at its longest.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So when I wear it around my chest, it's very, like, I feel very stiff.
Oh, but so it's you're wearing a winter jacket as well?
Nope.
Oh, what the heck?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You're too jacked, man.
Yeah. Or I put on some weight.
Maybe you should actually wear it around your waist.
Yeah, maybe, because it's a waist bag. But it's very cool. It has, like, a cool, like, water bottle pocket in the front. Yeah, I like it. That. It's cool, because there's, like, cool. It's, like, kind of, like, no bullshit, you know? It's just, like, that main one pocket, and then little pocket in the front.
Where I like it.
I stack all of my accessories.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much
you can need, right? You can hook your GorillaPod here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ah.
Never thought of that.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
I got that. That's it.
I actually did get an update on something that's in the ways of pickup. I got an email today. No, was it today? It was today. No, it was yesterday. Sorry. Doesn't matter to you guys. You're listening to this next week. I got an email from Levi's and they want to send me a jacket.
Nice.
A special edition jacket. So I don't know what it looks like. I give them my size and my address. So that's coming in the mail. I'm technically going to receive it tomorrow. By the time you guys listen to this, I will have received it, possibly taken a photo of it. And if that's the case, then go on my Instagram and check it out.
You know anything about it?
I know that it's from Levi's.
But that like,
and it's jacket. So not for my legs, but for my
torso.
Chest.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you don't know anything.
I don't know anything.
So you know that it's, you can assume that it's somehow a special edition.
Yeah, she said special edition.
But you have no idea what it is.
I have no idea what it
looks
like.
That's sick.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to that.
I think it's the Jordan jacket.
I don't think so. Because the person that reached out to me about the Jordan and Levi's collabo to give us like the press release info is not the same person that communicates with me for this jacket here. So that's pretty cool.
It's cool, man.
Yeah.
It's very, very cool.
And I was talking to Chloe about this while we were outside your place, Alex. The timing is kind of good because right now my Instagram feed is mostly just like sneakers. But as I mentioned in last pod, I'm doing a little something with Foot Locker for Family Day. And that is more in the ways of lifestyle.
Nice.
So that kind of preps me for receiving this Levi's jacket because I will be taking lifestyle photos.
Nice.
And there. Should be fun.
Nice. Very cool.
Yeah. I asked Chloe if I should transition to...
Lifestyle?
Lifestyle.
Maybe.
Not only sneakers, but do lifestyle.
I'm sure you'd kill it.
I don't know if...
I'd still follow you.
I'm ready for it. Oh, yeah. Follow me back.
What a shame.
Yeah. So... Since we didn't we didn't pick up any sneakers of any sort, were you tempted to buy any sneakers? Or are you looking forward to buy any sneakers?
Yes.
Because of shit that you saw on Instagram?
Yeah,
because All-Star is about to pop off.
It's crazy, eh? Like, I barely can sustain keeping up on, like, what Adidas is releasing since there's, like, already so much stuff going on this week. And I can't imagine what it is. To be
a in non, LA?
Yeah, in LA right now, A. And then B, being a non brand loyal specific consumer, trying to figure out what you're going for. Like, gotcha. Already, like, if you're Adidas focused, man, if you're in LA, you got a lot going on.
If you're Adidas focused, which you are, and let's say you're right there in LA,
Desert Rat? Oh, yeah, 100%. The shoe talks to me so much. Like, it's like I'm fiending for this shoe. Like,
it talks to a lot of people.
Ah, dude.
Oh, we just mentioned, right, that Kanye, all of a sudden, today, as we're recording, got on Instagram.
Started posting again, like, right? Power couple pictures. And it's funny. There's some things in the air.
Exactly. We posited that maybe he's about to drop something in the ways of, I don't know, clothing,
hopefully an album,
music, right?
Hopefully an album. It'd be cool.
Another baby.
Who knows? I think it would be an album.
Album would be good.
It'd be a good timing.
As All Star is popping up.
Yeah.
While he's in LA, go crazy.
Yeah,
I'd be okay with another pair of shoes too.
Yeah, man.
I think for me, it would be the Dame 4
baby. Which color? Which one?
So, as I understand it, the green is Consortium. The black is what was told to us, Chloe. I forgot. Oh,
gosh.
I forget what black is, but the red is Friends and Family.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oh, Game Changer.
So, that's how it works out.
So I guess the green as well. The green will make more sense.
Green is Consortium. Green is the one that's gettable, quote unquote. It's the one that's releasing, let's say, at...
Most
in Montreal, it's Off the Hook. Off the Hook has it. Yeah, I would get it. I guess I'd get green. Of course, if I could pick any, I would get red because it's the most rare, I guess.
Yeah.
But yo, they're all good. But I did have this question to myself about whether I'm a Bape fan. You know, am I doing it only for the hype?
Yeah.
Or do I really like the design of the shoe just on its own? I am a Lillard fan. I am a Adidas basketball fan. But
so out of the three components, you're hitting three. Two out of three, right?
It's definitely the hype. But would I wear it to play in? Or would I wear it to walk in, like in the streets? Because I did speak to another guy that I play ball with, and he was like, we're going down all the, okay, this Jordan's coming out, this Nike's coming out. He's like, oh my God. He's like, oh man, and the Lillard's coming out too. He goes, I might get it just to ball in. I'm like, dude, what are you going to do? Like, you're going to, with everything that's coming out during All-Star, you're going to buy like a shoe to play in that's like $200. I go, yeah.
They're all $200.
They're all $200, yeah.
But it's just his hype beast balling.
Yeah, but the people that see you on court, they don't care. I mean, it's really
not a,
it's a waste.
Yeah,
in my
I don't want to say at your level because that's not what I mean. But like,
yeah, like we're not on national
you're playing TV. For, yeah, that's it. You're playing for fun. It's yeah,
yeah.
It's more like a leisure. Yeah,
it would be for stunting on the streets.
Yeah, yeah. Have you tried the Dame 4?
I have not.
You have not.
No, I do want to get a pair of Dame 4s though. Mm-hmm. I want to get a My Adidas Dame 4.
Ooh. Yeah.
And I want to recreate the pair that Donovan Mitchell wears.
Which is?
It's basically like a gold upper. The stripes and the lacing is dark green, forest green.
Nice.
The back tab is grayish. The outsole is white with a green speckle. That's sorry, midsole. And the outsole is white.
Nice.
I've done it several times.
Okay. It's pretty nice.
When you that's why it's I really like... nice. But that's what he wears because he... Okay, so for the people that don't know, Donovan Mitchell is a rookie. He plays for the Utah Jazz. Their official colors are like a darker green, like a forest green, navy, I guess you'd call it gold or yellow, and white.
Mm.
So, it so he is an Adidas signee, and he's been playing in the Dame 4 only.
Nice.
And always like my Adidas makeups customized. Nice. And he wears like so his whether he's wearing a white uni or a navy uni, he'll wear yellow shoes and I think it's sick.
Yeah. It pops out.
Yeah.
Cool. It's a good statement.
And he's gonna win Rookie of the Year. Hmm. So it's huge. Even like Lillard co-signed him and everything. It's nice. Cool.
Okay, so let me flip back the original question to you guys. Like looking at the Adidas lineup at the All-Star Weekend drop, what would you gun for?
That super rare shoe there.
Futurecraft?
Yeah.
The Alpha 4D, Edge?
The Alpha Edge or the 4D printed...
wait.
The Ultra Boost upper Futurecraft.
Wait.
The white color.
Hold on. So the Futurecraft is releasing in LA only?
Yeah, in a white colorway. Okay. Yeah.
The Alpha Edge is releasing at large.
No, from what I understand, it's All-Star Weekend as well.
Yes,
so but there will be at two. The
only in LA?
I'm assuming so, because that's what I... Yeah, I saw All-Star Weekend. So I'm assuming that it's... Both of these Futurecraft drops are happening only this weekend.
The gray one, the gray with the green sole?
Yeah, but both of them, the sole is kind of like beige-greenish looking.
Yeah.
Well... Wait, my question again. So, the Futurecraft with the Ultra Boost upper in LA only.
Yeah.
While the Alpha Edge, many locations worldwide.
Releasing this weekend? Or
North America.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. Because I saw news outlets post that it's February 17th for that shoe.
Okay, so you're probably gunning for that white execution of the Futurecraft.
Oh, gosh.
Changes the game,
huh? Yeah, I wasn't expecting to go for any shoes anytime soon.
Well,
but hypothetically, none of this is happening.
Hypothetically.
Right? Yeah.
Because right now, in this game that we're playing, you're physically in LA. And you have an all-access pass.
Oh, okay.
Right? So which shoe?
I'd get the white one.
Because you like the look of it more, or because it's more limited?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I forgot really like some of the rules.
But yeah, it's a bonus that it's super rare, but the look is... It's next level.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. My issue is the uncertainty surrounding the Futurecraft kind of turned me off a bit on Futurecraft. It became a thing where I'm like, okay, man, just let me know once they release and then I'll start paying attention. Mm-hmm. Because they pushed back. They were like, is this a thing? Is this really going to release?
Yeah.
Or it's only concept.
Mm-hmm. I think you got to go for it. Because this could be, you know how we all want that OG boost, Ultra Boost?
Okay.
This could be
the next thing, yeah.
Gotcha.
This could be the OG.
Sorry. All right. I hear what you're saying and it makes total sense.
So maybe I have to get both colorways.
Like the Alpha Edge too? Like the Alpha Edge and the Ultra Boost, the 4D Futurecraft. Do you like the Alpha Edge, Alex?
Not really. Look of it? The... I'm not crazy about the upper. I see where they're going, but I don't.
Because it's mesh?
It's mesh prime. Like, it seems like it's a really tight prime knit. You know, like the not very stretchy one. I'm
curious. Too rigid?
Kind of. But it has to, because the sole is also. Like, I've tried the some of the prototypes at the Brooklyn Craft. Farm of Future Craft. It's not 4D. As soft. Sorry. Yeah. It's not as soft, but it's very comfortable. It's more comfortable than it looks. Like, it looks like a. You know, it looks like very plasticky. Yeah. It's actually very soft.
Okay.
So, but I'm definitely. I'm not this well, is necessarily crazy about the Alpha Edge upper. Do you think
people might look at it and say that, yo, that looks a bit like it's fragile?
It looks.
Right? Because it looks like just little pins that are interconnected and holding like the midsole up and such. Well, I think, look, when you look at Boost, without knowing anything about Boost, when you just look at it, you're like, that's going to fall off. Like, little pellets are going to fall off.
Yeah.
But I've never seen, like, daily
wear. We've had very, very minor occurrences of...
But that's, like, someone that's truly trashing their sneakers.
Yeah.
But on the daily...
Or they scuffed their shoes on, like...
Yeah. But that will happen with anything, right? Any type of sole.
But it's just, like, Boost has, like... There are all these little bubbles, right? So if you really scuff them...
If you really wanted to pull a pellet out...
Yeah, you could. ultimately, but it's like it's thermal sealed, right? So you need to go like hammer, like
with the scissors and shit.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Basically.
Well, I'm excited for 4D.
Mm-hmm. I just find it opens up to a whole new world of running silhouettes and also maybe who knows like originals and it could basically you know like how Boost like started.
Yes. So. My thing is, I'm excited for 4D, and it leads to one warning in my own head and a question. The warning is, or something that I hope Adidas pays attention to, is to not try to include it in everything.
Yeah.
Right? The same way they did with Boost. Now Boost, anyone could get Boost, right? So I want them to take 4D and just really, maybe just the beginning, for the first year or something, really be selective with the models that they inject 4D. Mm-hmm. Like either create totally new uppers or just select, like if it's going to be the Ultra Boost, then only put it on Ultra Boost to start. Make it like something limited. Make it something that people want to hunt for. Because if they just put it in everything... then it loses its, like, specialness, right?
Yeah. Or as long as they keep it very premium.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, okay, like, not all the Ultra Boost, just this model Ultra Boost, and maybe this collabo.
Yeah, or, I mean, ultimately, it could become anything, right? But as long as it remains... premiumly executed or like at a very very high standard,
I'm down for that. Yeah,
then it won't like lose its specialty like right away.
True. Okay, so I get it. If they only save it for anything that has a premium tag on it, or it will be hard to get
or very so specific no purpose. GRs. Yeah, kind of,
which is very doable.
Well, it's quite costly, right? Like I haven't seen any of the actual like retail prices because it only dropped in the States, and so even if I saw US, I would not necessarily translate the Canadian price right away, so I don't know how much it ranges to, but I'm assuming it's like in the 300 US range, right?
It would warrant
Yeezy money, right?
Yeah, for the type of technology, the type of work that isn't needed to produce it.
Yeah. So it has to stay.
It's 4D.
It has
1D more than 3D.
Boom. It has to stay within, you know, that very premium price range.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming they can't go like mass, you know, right away.
So I'm hoping that they don't, or if they do figure out a way to like mass produce it, to just
stays
slow it down.
Yeah.
Slow it down. But then it leads to my next question, which is how important is Boost now that 4D is coming?
I don't know about the tech itself as far as like future the 4D printed sole brings to running. Because
mm-hmm.
remember,
like, okay, no, not performance, because that's not our realm. But
okay,
for us lifestyle people, like how important will Boost stay be
aesthetically?
Yeah, if because 4D now is available, right? People can start getting 4D. How important is Boost in our lives? Like, can Adidas say, "Yo, we're gonna chill out on Boost for a while"? Will it make a difference because 4D's around?
No,
people are still gonna go for the Boosts. People still like their silhouettes.
Still
but will it? Okay, so will it hurt Adidas if they say we're gonna chill on Boost now, or they need to keep producing Boost?
I think they need to.
I think they still have. I think
certain models,
specific franchises. Like I'm thinking, like Iniki, like NMD.
Or what's the new name for Iniki?
I-5923. Thank you. Like they, like when this shoe came out.
Yeah.
Like, no one actually knew about the archive silhouette that inspired that sneaker. Mm-hmm. What stood out was the fact that it's sitting on a full Boost outsole and a gum sole, right?
Yeah.
So, and it still is a part of its aesthetic and the overall experience when you wear that shoe, right?
Okay.
So, in that sense, it still feels very important that the Boost outsole remains on the
I-5923. Okay.
Right? Same goes for the NMD. And as long as it's... as the NMD is going to be out, it has to keep the Boost outsole essence to it, because the idea behind NMD was to plug in two blocks on that full Boost mm-hmm. that was so familiar to everyone, right? The Boost outsole was already so familiar, and now, hey, we can play and like add on to this outsole. So okay. I think that the aesthetic part will remain very important.
So for me, once they started producing all these colors of NMD, I said, yo, I need to chill out on NMD, mm-hmm. only get like special pieces of that shoe. So if they were to stop NMD, I would be okay. In my mindset, right? Iniki, kind of the same thing. Like I would... if I get an Iniki or an I-5923,
mm-hmm. yeah.
it would only be like a special colorway, or maybe I'd get one colorway and I'd be good for a while.
Yeah.
So if they stopped it, I'd be okay. I'm wondering if, like Chloe, you say they should keep producing Boost.
Oh, I think they should. But I'm okay if they don't, because I already got all the pieces you that have I them want. And I would be hunting just 1.0s.
That's so, okay, let's say they it's not stop, but
I know,
right? They do that strategy where they chill out on some models for a while, let the need and the want build up again, and then when they relaunch it, everyone goes crazy for mm-hmm. them. What if they did that with Boost? Because they're like, yo, we got 4D now, and we need to move some of these 4D units, which I don't think is going to be very hard to do. But they say, okay, let's back burner all these Boost models and start producing one.
Push
the first one, like they did with the Boost. It's an Ultra 4D.
Yeah.
Ultra 4D comes out, and I was like, yo, this is the new shit. We need to get the new shit.
I'm okay, because I would definitely get that Ultra 4D.
The OG Ultra 4D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I looked at more pictures while you guys were going back and forth there about the Alpha and Alpha Edge.
Yeah.
And meh.
The mesh? It's the mesh.
The upper just looks like an Alpha Bounce, and I'm not really feeling that.
Yeah.
But the Ultra, you can never go wrong with that shape, right?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
So that would be the shoe, and I would probably want two pairs of them.
I see where you're going with this, Chris. Like, I agree. It's very interesting kind of like hypothetical scenario.
Yeah.
Like we can imagine all sorts of scenarios, and when You know when those pictures of the young one came out?
Yes.
I don't know if you guys like started looking into like Adiprene and previous technologies that Adidas used in their previous running or running inspired silhouette. So there's like this whole, and I'm not exactly sure if all the other sports brands are following, or if like Nike will have some sort of like rubber execution, or if they are going to move away from, like, it's too soon to say that they're going to work on something that's not Air, because Air Max Month is right around the corner.
Yeah.
But like, I think it's cool that Adidas is using again one of their old technologies and just going back to a straight rubber outsole approach.
Yeah.
After we had such a success with Boost.
Yes. Right?
So in that sense, maybe the young one will be kind of like the hit or miss of new technologies for outsoles, and we'll be able by then to explain are we into silhouettes, franchises, new innovation, or we're into technologies basically.
Okay, so to that point, do you find that how much of the let's take Ultra Boost, mm-hmm. it's fan favorite, how much of the love for Ultra Boost depends on the tech?
Yeah.
And how much depends on the aesthetics? Mm. For your opinion.
My opinion is the tech.
So how much percentage?
Oh, how much percentage? Let's go
break it down in numbers.
So 50-50. Totally.
50-50?
Yeah, yeah.
Straight
totally.
Down the line?
Yeah, because you remember when we had the, when we did the off-air, we had this whole Boost discussion, and like we brought it up, like Boost is an aesthetic in the world of streetwear, right?
It is a tech that became an aesthetic piece. Yeah. Yes.
So there was something about Ultra Boost, like it's like this ninja, very sleek, mm-hmm. progressive, you know, silhouette that makes you feel like a ninja. Plus you're running on clouds, super light. The upper is very stretchy. So in terms of like comfort and style, totally want it for me. And then the support you'd get from the PrimeKnit and the energy return you'd get from the Boost completely wins the rest of the half, like the other half, okay. basically. For me, I'd say it's 50-50.
Okay.
Chloe?
Aesthetic? Shape? Like...
So, how much of it?
Oh, it's fucking comfortable, too. Yeah, I guess...
Because comfort technically falls into tech, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It would have to be, like you said, 50-50.
50-50, yeah.
Because... Was it comfort that got it?
No. It's crazy. It's not comfort that got us. It was the fact that Kanye wore them. So you saw them. And because of that, you wanted a pair. And once you got the first pair,
you're like, whoa,
this is really fucking comfortable. Let me wear it every day. So the
whole... It went from style to comfort to wanting it all. Sort of.
So for me, I'd say it's 80% aesthetic, 20% tech. Look, if they took it, if instead of Ultra Boost, they just took a rubber sole but carved out like little
Boost bubbles
to make it look like it,
you'd be fine.
I'd be fine. I could wear, because like it's not like my feet are dying in a flat shoe.
No,
right? So I can wear a Stan Smith and I'm totally fine. Mm-hmm. So imagine that. So that same level of comfort, quote unquote, of a Stan Smith, but the shoe the midsole needs to look like clouds. Mm. I'd be totally fine.
Okay.
Totally fine.
Okay.
Because I'm not running in my Ultra Boost.
No.
Right? So for me, it's really the look. The fact that it looks good is why we bought it. The fact that it's comfortable is why we wear it so often.
Yeah.
Because we have tons of sneakers, yes? Which shoe do you wear the most? How do you decide that? Because either it's super fucking hype and you love the look of it, so you wear it every day because you want to stunt. or because you know you're going to be on your feet a very fucking long time, yeah, and you need something comfortable, and that's why you wear that one a lot, mm-hmm, as well. So I think for me it's that.
Okay,
so it's more way more aesthetic than comfort.
Yeah, but then comfort really because added to, like, for me, it really added to this.
It will make it so if you're going on a trip,
and
you need to bring four pairs of sneakers,
Ultra Boosts, like, they're thrown in there. Yeah, and like, I'm lucky enough to have many of my pairs in my selection that has Boost.
Yeah,
and when I know I have long days,
mm-hmm,
it's no, like, I'm not gonna wear my Power Phase or my my Forums or Super, like, I'm gonna go for a Forums. Boost. No, you know what I'm saying. Like, I'm gonna go for a Boost sold for sure. Like, it's a no brainer.
So that's where my I-5923 and some more NMDs are missing in my collection. When I just want a day to day Boost shoe that I can trash.
Yeah,
I have one pair of Pure Boost that I got from a good friend, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Paul. And that shoe is fucking comfortable.
I bet.
That
it, like, is really comfortable.
I bet.
Way more.
It's an ESM?
No, it's Pure. No.
Pure Boost 1.
Oh, reveal. Crap. So that shoe, the comfort of it, the comfort level of it, won me over more than the aesthetics of
totally,
it.
Totally, yeah.
If it were an Ultra Boost, then the aesthetics plays a lot more. The needle goes more towards aesthetics.
Yo, you need to get a I-5923.
I do.
I know, because I know you've been fiending for that black pair with the white stripes.
Yeah, I do.
I don't think I could do it. I'm not the one to tie my laces, and I feel like that's
a shoe that you have I wear my untied.
Untied?
Yeah.
You can pull it off?
You half size down.
I want to get it before the name changes on it. Okay. I mean, there are pairs out there that I can find. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. How special that is, I don't know.
Yeah.
Everyone has it
already. I see a lot of people arguing on Instagram. I find that either way, I'm into it because of the whole, like, innovation part. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, you put a very modern tech on an old, like, footwear approach. So, like, the old upper of the Mercury sneaker from the, I think it's the 80s. And then you slap a Boost sole under it. It's kind of cool. And then it has, like, more, more and more modern items to it. Sock feel, no tongue, very, very soft upper. So it's very comfortable, super easy to wear, very light. But it has, like, no kind of, like, body structure.
Yeah.
It doesn't stick to your foot. There's no sock.
It is a sock. Technically, right? Because there's no tongue. There's a tongue, but the tongue is attached to the upper. So technically, it is a sock.
Yeah.
Look at a pair after, but it's...
Okay, because I always thought it was open.
No. The thing that for me was a deal breaker, and after having my first pair, wearing them for a while, I stopped caring, is that there's no heel cup.
There's
no heel support.
Very, very important.
There's no heel cup.
You just need... another patch of thick suede.
But there is, like, some sort of, like that back mustache in the back.
But, like, a thick patch would be better. So,
there's no cup. Like, there's no, like, plastic cup or, like, vinyl or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the beginning, you're like, is this going to hold? But I've worn most of mine many times. Like, my London exclusive, flagship exclusive. My green pair I've worn tons of time. Baby blue, tons of time. You can't beat it. It's so good.
Let me preface. I don't know, in French, préfacer this question with
whatever
this warning, or you can not answer it if it breaks any of your corporate rules. But is there a reason why the Iniki or I-5923 has not been part of any or a lot of collaborations?
What do you mean?
Is there a collaboration Iniki
that has
come out? Yeah,
the Bodegas, you know, that denim, that sneaker exchange. It was Bodega and
one.
So there's one, and then there were like exclusive styles.
See, my thing is I don't remember that. So it's like not important enough in my head for me to have remembered it. So there have not been enough of them for me to say, of course they've done
collaborations. In the collaborations.
Because the 93-16, tons of collabos.
Yeah.
93-17, tons of collabos.
Yeah.
But this one, no.
But there were like some very... You remember when they originally came out, the first two colors were like navy blue with white stripes and then red white stripes. And I think that where they won in this new franchise was coming out with bold block classic colors.
Okay.
You know, like the first two colors, they sold out almost instantly the same morning because easy grab colors and stuff like that. And then they kept coming out with those very easy color blockings options.
I remember when they came out, it was the selling point was you can get boost for a relatively lower cost.
Yeah.
And it still looks classic / modern, and that's why you should get it.
Yeah.
And that's why they sold out. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why old going with far, OG, far yeah. OG type colors like the red and then the Adidas blue.
Yeah.
But for me, if I'm looking for a Nuniki and I want something that's special, I'm going to have a hard time finding it. Yes, no? Mm-hmm. Unless there's exclusive. Like the one you have, I can't get that.
No.
The flagship one? Yeah. No way.
It was specific city exclusives.
Yeah. So what I have to really bank on is finding a colorway that I really, really like.
Yeah. Absolutely. I agree to that. And that's why I only have three pairs.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I only have three pairs. But so many other colors are out there.
I know.
But I'm waiting for that. Exactly. You know, like, I'm waiting for that. I know the Foot Locker Europe had a women exclusive, a burgundy color.
Ooh, okay.
I'm waiting for that color.
Okay.
Gum sole, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fire. Yeah. So, you know, like, I remember the first, very first time I saw them, it was like, it had to be like a year before it's released. It was like pre-prod samples, and I wasn't sure about it because I was like, it looks too soft and whatever. And then when it actually came to be, tried them on, and I'm like, well, okay, this is next level because it's a very good compromise of like, heritage, innovation, new, old, comfort, the weight, the comfort, the style, the overall look, whatever. And then you're right. It's not, it wasn't, it, for but that specific style, it wasn't about what can they do? Like what funky, like the Bodega, denim execution that they did. It wasn't like, how funky can they get?
I remember it now.
Yeah, yeah. It was denim. Patchy styles. It wasn't about how funky and hard can they get on like executing something very crazy on this. It was more like, which color do I want to catch? You know, and that's why like baby blue and forest green, for me like Cash Money green and then baby blue is all I needed.
Okay.
Pride of the 70s, I don't know if you guys remember.
What color is that?
It was mainly beige.
Blue-red.
Blue and red,
yeah.
Red outsole.
That was nice too.
This one is dope.
Yeah, this I do like dope. It. I do like... So if I were to get one or two...
Well, you would want it to say Nuniki. Not...
Well, actually, doesn't mean
that. I think it's because dope. Yeah,
it is cool.
That was my point, actually, when I first started introducing my ideas. But I see some debates on social media. Mm-hmm. I even posted a picture and I called it the I-5923. Even my pair says Nuniki.
Yeah.
And someone says, I think it sounds too robotic.
Okay.
I get it, but I think it's dope. Because
the I-59.
Yeah, because I stands for Nuniki, and then 5923 stands for the digits on the archive box at the head office in Herzog & Ruhrhack.
So that's how they...
That holds the Mercury sneaker.
Okay.
So they're all like, they all have their digits in the archive so that they can find them and just like file them, whatever, right? So the Mercury is filed under 5923. So I just think it's cool. It's an odd to like old and new.
So It it really makes me think of Cars. Mm. Which I think it was the, is it Acura? They changed all the names to like
NSX?
Yes. It, you, the CSX? Cars used to have names like the Acura Legend, the Acura Integra.
Yeah.
And now it all became like NSX, initials CSX. Or whatever. I'm down with it.
Yeah,
sure. Because maybe someone doesn't like the word Niki.
Yeah.
But I-15923 really brings it down to like, yeah, it is not robotic, but yeah.
Like, so category. You guys know that the designer that worked on the initial ZX line in the 80s, I looked for years trying to figure out what ZX meant.
Okay.
Like thinking that it was like, I don't know, Zebra Xeno or something, like, you know, like ZX something, uh-huh. Right? And apparently Jacques Chassin, that French designer, was crazy about motorcycles.
Uh-huh.
And he named it after like Kawasaki's, right? Kawasaki ZX77, and he just thought it was cool that like it was like ZX and then a digit, right? And then every single style was a different digit. And I just thought it was cool. Like, you don't need to,
doesn't have to be too much reason.
Right? There doesn't need to be like that much, like, it's fun that if Jean is listening, probably you can argue to this, but like, it's fun that our like designers and creators like go like and find specific like names to match the story or campaigns or marketing ideas. But what about it's just simple like this and you just find like...
It's cool that they had enough freedom to actually just pick any name.
Mm-hmm.
So that means he could have picked anything.
Yeah, yeah. Could have been called Apple.
Or we're lucky that it kind of sounds cool.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, because like without knowing the backstory, ZX sounds cool.
It does. It sounds very ninja, right?
It's good that he didn't choose like another type of initial.
Yeah.
XO.
PT, I don't know. That's
not cool. Yeah.
Well, just so I finish the subject, the Inikis that I would get is the black with white stripes gum sole. Or the gold navy stripes.
Charlie Browns?
That's what they called?
Yeah.
The stripes are black. A bit less now.
The stripes are black. Anna has them.
No, navy.
Oh, really?
Golden, I haven't seen those. Or yellow navy.
Oh, okay. Maybe you haven't seen this yet.
They were on the Urban Outfitters website. Yeah.
Look closer. I'm sure the stripes are black. I'll look closer. I'm sure the stripes are black. Anyway.
In any case.
I don't think I need a pair in my life.
Of Iniki? How about a pair of I-5923?
No. No, I really don't think I need them.
Have you tried them?
Really? No, I haven't tried them. I just, you know. Ultra Boost.
Okay.
You know, well, I see why. I think that a lot of people were scared about the bolder stripes. Like the stripes if you follow the trends of like Boost enthusiasts in general. Okay. Like the new generation of Boost enthusiasts was Ultra Boost with very either non-appearant or color contrasted same color, like tone on tone, kind of like stripings, TPU, like cage, whatever. And then Yeezys with no stripes and all that stuff. So like, and now you're back to a full Boost sneaker that has like the big three stripes branding on it. And the stripes were quite fat for what were used, even though they're pretty regular. Probably that could be a non-selling point for you, because it...
No, I think it's comfort. Well, maybe I should try them and then judge it.
That's it.
From that point. Because right now, the most comfortable pairs that I have are Ultra Boost and my Yeezys.
Mm-hmm.
If I have a long day, that's what I'm going to go with.
Yeah.
You know, if not, maybe a Multi, because a Multi is not bad at all
to
wear. It doesn't hurt my feet.
So, yes, it is gold and black.
Okay.
I checked.
Okay.
But okay, Chloe,
mm-hmm.
Since you think that Ultra Boost is all you need, should they retro the V1 Ultra Boost? Too soon? They should wait a bit? Or yes, it's time to do it? Or
no, they should wait. They should wait. I think they've done too many Ultra Boosts. Like, they're at what? 4.0 now?
4.0 is where we're at.
I don't even know if 3.0 did well. How can 4.0 do well?
Like, no, but this would be like 1.1. You know? The 1.0 comes back.
I think they should wait.
I don't care. I don't have it. So if I can get it...
So would you want them to retro it?
If I can get them, yeah.
Issue it? Yeah.
Because like I want
OG purple and black,
if,
you know?
If it's like one for one,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Because technically it would be year five, fifth year, right? Anniversary.
No. It came out in 2015. The OG came out in 2015.
Okay, so 15? We're... Yeah, okay, so...
Two more years.
So it would be okay. 2 more years.
But we're already at the fourth iteration of the Ultra Boost.
Yeah.
The next one would technically be the fifth iteration.
Yeah.
So what if they put out a 5.0 and the 1.0 at the same time? The issue. Too. But that would cannibalize their... No one would buy the 5.0. They would just buy the... So what if they put out the 5.0 and re-release the 1.0 OG only? That gold and nothing black. Else? Gold. Purple and black.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to double up on that?
Yeah, I would. It's a good pair.
It's an amazing pair. And they could do it like limited. It doesn't have to be like super widespread. Yeah.
I really wish I had a second pair.
Imagine that with that gold or yellow logo on the tongue.
Yeah.
Like they did with the fifth anniversary pair.
The OG had... gold leak tips, right?
Yes.
Or yellow?
Gold.
Gold.
So it looks sick. Gold, yeah. Well, it's shiny, yeah.
I have a
yeah.
women's pair, so they're silver. Mine are silver tips.
Sorry. Still good. Still
yeah,
good.
Not complaining.
Yeah, I think they should... I think it's okay to retro the 1.0 at this point. Like, it's... I would not be mad at all. Like, there's some that are like, no, some other sneakers that would be like, yo, too soon. Like, mm-hmm. to be honest, the Jordan 1 red, black-red colorway, whether they call it band, whether they call it whatever, they retro it too many times.
You find?
I find.
Yeah.
Chloe, what do you think? Like, just
they've
think.
Done too many times.
Mm-hmm.
So, the 1985 pair, the one in 2001, then they did the... They there's did a 2009 in a pack.
Isn't there one after between 85 and 2000?
Yeah, 2001.
Isn't there a 94?
Oh, I don't
Is
know.
There?
Yeah, probably. Shit, yeah, you're right.
94?
Then they did the DMP.
Yes.
Like, it's slight differences. Some of them have like different logos and whatever. But, I mean, the use of the black and the red... on the same Jordan, on the Jordan 1, has come back a lot. So 2013, most recently, 2013, and then a banned version, quote unquote, in 2016. So different,
what was
slightly
the difference
different
the
red.
Band again?
The quality was good on the band.
The quality on the, is like the swoosh, the toe cap area is tumbled.
Okay.
The red is darker. It's higher, it's taller, like the collar is taller.
Okay.
I want to
There's all those, but the shape, I find that a lot of people like the 2013 version more. The okay. shape, the overall silhouette of it.
Okay.
So, always slight differences, but I find they've used the black and red.
It's done.
Where people are down to like saying, well, I'll just wait the next time they release and okay, resell.
Yeah.
Well, so for this Ultra Boost V1, if they, like, I don't want them to do the triple white. There's too many all whites.
Yeah, and like they're already flushed, right? In the sense of like, if I'm trying to get a pair of size 10 dead stock.
Mm-hmm. Of what? Which color?
Ultra Boost 1.0 OG.
Oh, any. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Dude, it's gonna be hard. Like, it
depends on the color.
Because I'm sure that there's not a lot of dead stock pairs on the market right now.
Dead stock? No.
No, because everyone was wearing the shit out of them.
Yeah, because they just
figured, they're just hot. Yo, this there's, is rare. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So in that sense, like, we're like, how easy it is for you to find, let's say, a bred one that's talk?
Quite easy.
Pretty right? Easy. So like in that
and
sense.
The resale value isn't high anymore, which is a good thing,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yeah.
But also, you know, you kind of want your shit to be special.
Yeah, no, right? Totally. Yeah. So if it happens, cool. If it doesn't happen, cool. But I just hope it happens because I need a pair. I remember going to like our sports experts, like a equivalent of sport check for Canadian fellows. And it was like when my sizing was fucked and I tried a pair of eight and a half. And
eight I was, and a half.
Yeah, forget it. and you know, like it was like super tight, but I was trying to convince myself.
Did you fit it?
Yeah, but I didn't do it. And one time I snoozed on a pair of size 11 for women at Foot Locker.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, very stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Too bad.
If they come back out with the OG colorway, they have to do it in a V1. I hope they don't do
it in a V7
or a V8 or anything like that. They have to re-release it
V1. That way. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oof. And yeah, maybe they could do a little changes, like where it says Ultra Boost in silver. Maybe change it another little color or just
invert the ultra and the boost colors.
It's true.
You could do little things. It could be like in that. Details. Yeah, right.
Could be very tasty.
Right.
Ooh. Oh, what if they do it in an OG purple upper, black heel cut?
Black. Ooh.
I don't think it'll look good, but
it won't look good. No. But there's so many good V1s, like all gray.
Gray wool,
the cream is a good one.
So good,
cream,
solar, Volt.
I have the navy pair.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, that's such a good pair.
Yeah, I'm still looking for yellow,
like neonish. Yeah.
I want mango.
Mango women's
for women's. Yeah, yes,
good call. So look, you can find those odd colors.
No.
Mm-hmm. You gotta consistently.
Dead stock.
You don't need a dead stock. You need a good condition.
Even if, you know, like, ultimately.
There are dead stock out there.
Yes, but not tons of them, right?
If you hunt, you're gonna pay.
Yeah, you're gonna pay.
You're gonna pay, but you can find.
Yeah.
Okay, you mentioned Cream Ultra Boost V1. It is most likely, arguably, the top of the Ultra Boost. Yes? Number one Ultra Boost?
GRs?
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
No, not GR. Any. Chloe, I know Ultra Boost is your thing. What is your... What is the top shoe that you would want to get?
I have an answer.
You have your answer?
Yeah.
What is it?
SNS 1.0.
SNS 1.0 Ultra Boost. Yeah. Right? What if it's not Ultra Boost? Would I give you free reign on anything?
Oh, crap. Oh, fuck. I don't know. If I could get anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
Mm-hmm.
Ultra Boost or anything?
Anything?
Give me Ultra Boost. So we started on Ultra Boost. Give me Ultra Boost. Yours is SNS.
The 1.0. Yeah.
Interesting.
Gosh, what's that gray and red pair?
Gray and red pair.
Soulbox. That
Soulbox?
Yeah, I would take the Soulbox over the cream because I'm okay with my triple white. I can dirty them. Come close to the cream.
There was another collabo that came out same time as the Soulbox, or like a week after.
Was it wood?
Soulbox came out. No.
There's Woodwood.
No.
High Snobiety,
that one.
That one is good too.
That one. Okay. So... You guys kind of have your Ultra Boost Grails.
Yeah.
I have a little game called Grail Broker. Meaning, I have that grail in my possession.
Hmm.
And I would like to set up a deal with you. What? So, let's say yours is SNS.
Yeah.
We can value it at, give or take, 1,005. We're talking about DS. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yeah.
1,005-ish.
Canadian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. We agree on that. So 1,005-ish.
Hypothetically.
Yeah. Hypothetically, 1,005. I would give you this SNS Ultra Boost if you were to give me your Yeezy 750 chocolate.
Yeah.
Your Yeezy McChicken. Right? Frozen yellow. Mm-hmm. Right? And not to make it easy on you, I'm going to also take... give me ZX8000. Your Aqua. One. You have two. You don't need two.
Says the guy who helped me get pair two.
This gets you crap. this gets you the grail. Your grail. You're just said
it's your grail. And you're not spending any money.
Yeah. Think about it.
Yeah.
Chloe. You said the soul box. I think we can value it at about 1,005, right? 1,006?
Probably.
Yeah. I will have to take... I do have the shoe for you in your size. But I will... Sizes. I would like to take your Oxford tan. Ugh. Your pirate black. I think that's good enough. There we go.
For Soulbox.
Soulbox. You know what?
I know you're not.
I'm gonna let me get your Oxford tan and give me instead of your pirate black, because I want to leave you with a V1350. Give me your Beluga V1. And we agree Beluga V1 is not as much as a pirate black.
Yeah.
Beluga V1 and shit. I'm gonna have to take a zebra. Yeah. I know you have more than one zebra.
Yeah, no deal.
No?
The Oxford tan is it's killing me.
I know, but
it hurts.
This is there's less soul box out there than Oxford tans. I'll tell you that much. Alex, did you come to a decision? I have the shoe for you.
I know. You know what? I probably... You know what's the deal breaker for me? My chocolate browns.
I know.
Because I could probably like trade the chickens and whatever. But the chocolate brown is like something very special for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess in that sense...
But you can get this Ultra Boost. I don't see it on people's feet. No, not often.
True.
So.
It looks very good. But you know what? I'd say no. Like, keep the chocolate brown. I know you're sad.
Yeah, I would say no.
I know.
I'd say no.
I need the Oxford tan. Shit. But I got my brain running. But yeah. I'd say no. But
when you said Oxford tan, it's tough. Yeah.
Okay.
If you did something
else. Wait, he has more options.
You did something
else. But it's going to cost you more. Like, if you give me, like, I can't make it too easy on you because I kind of know what you have in your collection.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's something that I've been like trying to figure out in my brain. Like
it helps valuing
shoe that I like more.
Yeah, yeah.
Because often I'm like, I would really like this this Grail AJ1 that I'm looking at, or this Grail Yeezy that I'm looking at. And I'm like, I don't want to spend that money, but I have these sneakers in my closet. What if I took three of these to get that? Would I be okay? I know that, look, I know how much I spent.
Yeah.
But I know their value on the market. And what if I leveraged that value and then got a Grail that's of equal value?
Would you be willing to let go?
Yeah. And then oftentimes I get excited and I'm saying, yeah.
I am.
I just need to find my size. If someone showed up like in Montreal and said, guys, I'm here for 2 days. I have this shoe. I'm looking for a trade. I want
this.
Yeah. And it's my size and I can meet that trade with what I have in my closet. All I have to do is inbox the guy and it's done.
Yeah.
Some days I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
Imagine if there was like some sort of an open safe forum where you could trade. Like, are there any like StockX or Goat or any kind of like software where you can put your shoes up for grab, up to a
specific. But for only trades?
Only trades. Like a trade platform.
Oof, no, I don't think so. No, well, imagine.
Yeah. Like
you can use, there's a lot, actually there's, I've seen a Facebook group where the
I'm talking safe. Yeah, like I'm talking like third party handle.
Because you know why? Because that company is not making any money.
No, I know. Yeah, yeah. No, exactly. I get it.
But I've seen actually, which is a cool thing about the sneaker community. There's a Facebook group where the admins offer up their services as the middlemen.
Mm, that's cool.
So they're well known in the community. Local? So there's not in Montreal.
No, but it's a local.
Oh no! You ship to that guy, and he ships out. Middleman, yeah,
real.
That's
cool.
Yeah, like and he doesn't take any money.
That's cool.
You send him shipping money and all, and he makes sure that it's like the StockX does that, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you buy a shoe off them,
yeah,
they check it first before they send it to you.
That's legit. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Okay, I'll do the trade with you.
Which for the Oxford?
No.
Oh,
your grail will be your the frags. Friends and family, not just regular.
Like okay,
I have frag friends and family, not just regular.
Alex, do you know what? Okay, so do you know what the frag looks like?
The one with the blue booty, right?
Blue booty with a little with the fragments logo on the back.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what the friends and family version looks like? It's the same thing, but the fragment logo in the back is black. It's the outline of it is black instead of just a stamp.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Shit.
Yeah.
And that's gonna make you flip your shit.
The friends and family
makes
you flip your shit.
Okay.
Just wait. Sidebar to this, but very related to it.
Yeah.
Chloe and I, when we went to Portland, to Nike, we met a dude that was at Nike Portland for a meeting because Nike wanted to talk to him. And
it was crazy.
He came out of the meeting with two pairs of frags. They straight up handed him frags. The guy was like, yo, the Nike guy, pulled them from under his desk. Oh, here, you can have these. He got a regular pair and a friends and family pair.
What the fuck?
And we bumped into this dude like in the airport, taking the same flight as us. He had them. He had both pairs in his carry-on. Because you don't put that in your luggage.
No. Hell no.
Anyways, back to your question. Go ahead.
Okay, so value the shoe first.
It's
Fry, over, you're looking at the 225.
25, eh? Okay. So I'm gonna take all your breads.
Bread ones, okay, sure.
All of them.
Okay, and
shattered.
Shattered backboard.
Reverse shattered.
I don't have reverse shattered.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
Game over.
For those who don't know, I have four pairs of bread ones.
Yeah.
I'm not flexing, but I am flexing.
Yeah.
So four pairs of bread ones.
It's going to be too easy for you to get more bread ones. Let's take your shatters. We'll take your...
Shattered backboard.
Shattered backboard. I'll take your J&Ds.
J&D Ultra Boost.
Yep.
The white pair.
What else do you have?
Are you taking my bread ones or no?
Mids.
No. You keep your bread ones. I'll take your Ray Allens.
Ray Allen 13s.
Your Ray Allen 13s. What else will hurt you? You have Oxford 10s too.
I do. I wore them to the Yeezy concert.
Oh, yeah. No, you didn't.
I did.
You did?
You wore yours too. I tricked you into wearing yours.
Yeah, I'll take those too.
You know, you're
shattered.
You're,
I took that. Wow, maybe I could take one more.
Wait, you're like at like 3,005 right now.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oxford, shattered, Ray Allens.
And you took my J&D.
And J&D. Can I get.
Remove the J&D?
No.
So remove the Ray Allens.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to spend any money.
Yeah, and
that kind of has to be fair.
And how is he gonna?
Well, the thing is, like, I didn't pay $3,005 for those four pairs.
No,
they just the value. Accrued value.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I think that's enough.
Those four pairs for a fragment.
Friends and family.
Oh, friends and family. That's at least three.
Three?
That's not a 2-5.
So we're close then. We're
yeah,
close.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty close.
Oh, you know what? I'll grab... No, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
You would, eh?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Shattered backboard I could find quite easily. Ray Allen's, although I love them and although they'd be hard to find again.
You're okay to let
them. I don't think I need to wear them. Mm-hmm. You know? J&D, yeah, very special and it's cool that I got them, but I mean, I have triple whites.
Right, to replace.
Which are, I mean, people won't give a shit. And what's the last one you took? Tan. My Oxford tan. That's the one that hurts the most.
Yeah.
But it's easier to find that than fragrant turn and family.
Yeah.
Deal.
That's pretty good. I think if I would have taken two more shoes, I still think maybe you would have said yes. I was going to say all your Flyknits, but I'm like, Flyknits are...
No, I would I'll just throw those in. Fragment, friends and family is tough. Very tough. Anyways.
Very cool game.
Okay. Do you guys want to shout out anyone while we're at it?
Edit. No, that's cool. All right, Mike, just cut this part off. Sorry, go do it again.
So, do any of you want to shout anyone out while we're at it, while we're closing it up? I guess not. All right. Anyways, we'll be back next week. So the lag on the shout outs. If you forgot someone, you can call them out next week. No problems. I hope you guys enjoyed this double shot of episodes during this week. We did miss last week, as we mentioned. So here we go. We're making up for it.
I do.
You want to shout someone out?
Let's shout out everyone that has reached out locally after your Instagram stories on Monday.
Okay, let's... In case you guys missed last episode, or you don't want to listen to last episode, we made a little call out to everyone that's listening, more specifically the people in Montreal. Chloe will be taking a small vacation coming in the month of March, right? How many weeks?
2 weeks I'll be gone. However, I will... have to miss the week before I leave.
Okay, so 3 weeks. The first
falls on a Thursday.
Gotcha.
Usually we try and meet up on that Wednesday, and that will be a no-go.
So basically, Chloe will not be able to podcast for 3 weeks. That kind of planted a seed in our heads, and we're like, yo, that leaves one empty seat. Let's see if there's anyone out there that would like to join the podcast. Either for 1 week, for a few of the weeks, maybe have two guests on.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, while they're podcasting with us, it would be some sort of an audition of some sort where we would see what different people have to offer. And if everything works out well and we mesh well, we might think of adding
new members.
A fifth member to our team. So we've run with 5 members before when Cherry was part of the crew, was appearing on several episodes. She has other engagements that will be taking her time. So she officially said that she will not be able to come back, although she misses us very much. So we decided, okay, since it's official that she can't come back, let's open up the doors and see if there's anyone out there. The only criteria is that you be in Montreal. Because it's easier for you to meet up with us physically.
And to commit, yeah.
Exactly.
Basically.
So there you go. If you would like to try your hand at podcasting, if you would like to potentially join the team, then hit us up on Instagram. It's at The Sneaker Podcast. Send us a little message. If you want to give a bit of backstory, that's cool too. Gives us an idea of who we're dealing with. And that's it. Good luck to anyone that would like to try out. Thanks for the support. We already got a few messages, really cool people, and we'll see how we manage it. If you don't get a reply from us after you sent us a message, it is not because we are refusing you outright. It is more because we are fielding all the messages before we start figuring out who gets to try out.
So that's, you can get us at the Sneaker Podcast on Instagram. You can get Mike, we're missing you tonight, Mike, at On Air with Mike D. Chloe, where can the people find you?
At Chlorel.
Chris, where can the people find you?
At Christopher.chu.
And you can find myself at Suji Cypher Sons. And this has been episode 5.2 of season 3 of the Sneaker Podcast. And we are signing off. Have a good night or day or whenever you're listening to that podcast, basically. But we're out. So peace.
Peace.